They may look like old farmhouses and barns, but an expert says think of those buildings and fields as cultural landscapes. Alan Allenan is a landscape historian at UW-Madison. He'll be talking about the importance of those landscapes Saturday at the Francis Hardy Center in Ephraim. Allenan says some cultural landscapes, like parks, were intentionally designed by professionals. Others were built by regular people. Allenan says a good example of that is the village of Namur in southern Door County. He says it's one of the country's most important concentrations of rural Belgian settlement buildings.
Original log barns. And the brick-covered houses, which originally are log, but then sided over with brick. And certainly one of the most distinctive aspects of that Belgian landscape would be the roadside chapels that aren't as numerous as they used to be, but still quite a few well-preserved examples.
But those buildings are in private hands, and Allenan says people who live in places like Door County must decide if the old places are worth preserving or if they should be replaced by a new type of cultural landscape.
And it is a dilemma not only in Door County, but in many, many places where they're very scenic and beautiful areas, where, of course, people want to buy land and then construct their own residence and enjoy the qualities of that place.
The Francis Hardy Center is also hosting an exhibit by a local photographer that documents how the area has changed over the last 30 years. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.